This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Stories in the news before that.
Danger.
Where do we start?
Well, apparently tonight, Mars, the Earth, and the Sun are set to align, as they do every 2 years.
Every
2 years, the planets will align.
It's an event.
And they'll use this energy to create a wormhole. A wormhole between dimensions. From a different place in a different time.
Perfect. Well, I did hear that. I didn't know that it happens every 2 years.
Yeah, this means that Mars will rise with the sunset and go across the sky tonight and set with the sunrise in the morning. Yay! Mars is going to be up in the sky tonight.
Isn't that what 2012 was supposed to be? Like a super alignment of all the planets in one, and it was
going
to create some weird electromagnetic thing? I don't know. At least that's what I remember hearing. But we got some major news. Russia, the Russian government, says that they can prove that the American government has hired a private mercenary corporation and has active mercenaries in Ukraine. Doing who
actively
knows what.
Mercenarying,
whatever that entails. I mean, raping,
pillaging.
Good old Viking fucking stuff.
Mainly murdering. I thought the mercenaries were mainly murderers. Sniper types.
Well, we know that
they sound merciful to me.
SWAT team. Yeah, it's like angels from heaven. Are coming to save them. Coming to save
mercy. It's
poor Ukrainians.
Hold on before we get off this topic, though. Hold on. But they say that they have proof that they're being hired through Greystone, which was formerly affiliated with Blackwater. And if you know anything about Blackwater, they are a very scary private business. They are allowed. The men that work for them are allowed to absolutely rape and torture and do whatever they want.
Greystone and Blackwater. That's two things that come out of your RV, right?
Yes. Yes. And they are mercenary corporations that will fucking shove you through a wood chipper. So that's pretty scary for a big industrial government to actually be outing the U.S. like that, saying, hey, we got proof that, and naming names. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to be like, we can prove that it was this corporation involved in sending these psychos to whatever they're doing there. So I would keep your eye on that.
No word on what they're doing there.
Well, there was sniper fire during the riots, And the original talk started about the mercenaries because a lot of the rioters, the people of the Ukraine were getting shot in the back of the head as they were going towards the Russians. So they were like, how is this happening? And a lot of people got killed like that. And they were saying, oh, it's the Russian snipers that are doing it. And then all of a sudden people were like, well, time out. Hold on a second. These people are all getting shot in the back of the head. This doesn't make sense. And that's when the original whispers started. So I guess that's what's become of it, is now they know. I mean, the whispers about American hiring, the West hiring mercenaries over there was about a month ago. But now they're now, but today they've named Greystone.
George Soros behind any of this?
I didn't hear his name come up.
He's got to be behind it somewhere.
Every billionaire is behind. Every billionaire who's making money is making money off a war corporation somewhere along the line. So that's just the way. That's the way the whole money trail goes. So I'm sure he's involved somewhere.
Stock tip of the day. Invest in war corporations if you want to make an extra dollar.
our new favorite here is the Harris Corporation out of Florida. Be sure to look into them. They're working hard to enslave us all. So is Serco.
Serco, I'm heavily invested in them. Oh, they're making money hand over fist.
Yes,
right now.
And thank God for that, because I can't wait to get shoved in the concentration camps using their technology. It's going to be a good time.
Yay.
I cannot wait.
FEMA camps for everyone. FEMA camps for me and my men. Yes. All of us. FEMA camps. All around.
I'll have a double order.
Set them up, please. Quickly here. My God. Yeah, what is coming to? What's coming to that? FEMA camps. Lock us all up. What are they going to do with all our kids? Take them from us?
Probably just turn them out. Probably use them as sex toys until they're 14 or 15 and then chuck them through a wood trip. Turn them into farmers. Farm the food. They got to have farmers to farm the food.
There's robots and stuff they're building for all that. They don't really need us, technically.
Well, no, they're going to have to get rid of all the older people. We all saw that coming. Logan's Run, the movie from the
Night of the Long Knives. Familiar with that at all?
Adolf Hitler?
Yes.
Yes. We've spoken about the Night of the Long Knives.
That's why these police and these minions of the takeover of our freedoms are going to get a rude awakening. That's when that shit's going to come home to roost is then. Because they're going to have all these people in place to round all the civilians up, all the John Deere hats and suspenders and regular folk and blue jeans and t-shirts. All get put in a whole different, you know, we're already labeled by how we dress. So they're going to round us all up, and then they're going to kill all the people that implemented all this shit.
Yep.
After we're all dead in the camps. Yay, well, that's a great plan.
Well, that's why I always bring up the Russian Revolution, because it's always a good way to look at it, is you had one group of people that did the revolution and seized it all, and then Stalin came in the Great Purge, and just took out all their old power structure, put in all of his old people, and it's been that way ever since the Great Purge. I mean, that's the way these people operate. That's it. All it takes is one person that was in the original clique to figure out who all the players are and figure out all the secrets, and then just wipe them out and put all of his own people in, and they will stand forever. I'd read Machiavelli. I mean, it's a simple Machiavellian war strategy.
Oh, yeah. It's not like it hasn't been done before.
It's over and over and over. I mean,
if people don't see that the American government has been taken over by foreign banker powers,
yes,
and military industrial complex,
it is they have
that are all hand in hand taken over. And well, listen to this. Last week the state legislature of Michigan became the 34th state to demand a constitutional convention in the U.S.
What does that
so
mean?
So under Article 5 of the Constitution, if two-thirds of the states call for such a convention, meaning 34 states, and that's Michigan is the 34th state now, it must take place. Now, during such a convention, the entire Constitution can be changed, and nothing is off limits. So they can rewrite the whole damn thing, including it would allow the states to dismantle the federal government without its consent, if it went that way.
Or it could dismantle, take away the Second Amendment.
Or it could do that. It could do nothing's off the table. Whatever changes these madmen are going to do. I mean, this ain't going to be George Washington, Thomas Paine, Sam Adams, and all these cats doing this, debating on what they want to put for the new Constitution. It's going to be a bunch of maniacs, but we got in power now. Yay! What are they going to set up? A bunch of crap. Can't wait. So that's, and technically... This is the most significant political development in the entire world in the past 200 years, really. changing America's constitution, rewriting the whatever they're going to do, having a constitutional convention. They haven't had one of those since we started this country, this experiment we've been calling a republic.
Prepare yourself for civil war, and I've said that several times, and when I say prepare yourself mentally, because that's what's coming. That's going to be the most important part is staying strong mentally, is when this does ignite.
I'm saying, I see how they're implementing a bunch of these laws now, and how empowered and self-righteous the police are, and all of their brutality that's been going on the rise, all these police are overstepping their bounds left and right, trying to tell us, public, well, look, this is how it's going to be, motherfuckers, we got the power. If you don't comply immediately with everything we say, it's going to be violence. They're trying to rule us through the barrel of a gun, under the heel of a boot, through force, not consent. It's supposed to be we, the people of America, rule over ourselves when we elect people to represent our government, us in our government, to rule over us by consent. We consent to this, supposedly.
Yeah, but so but
away that.
But who are these police officers? But you have to put blame on the individual, not just the system. Because who are these police officers that sign up for the ATF and DEA and local police and enforce this nonsense? Because they're the true, they're the backbone. They're the muscle. You know what I mean? You can have all the brains in the world, but if you don't have like muscle, you can't. That's the instrument of power. I mean, Mao Zedong will tell you that. All power is held at the edge of the barrel of a gun.
It seems like the police they're hiring these days aren't 100 IQ or better people that they used to hire. They're more like 80 IQ people that are just into it for the brutality of it, or for, you know, the power they get out of. They just got picked on when they were a kid, and they're picking these people when they used to shun these types away. If you haven't seen it in the news lately, it seems like a lot of police are overstepping their bounds, SWAT teaming houses that they're not supposed to, without warrants, getting away with killing people, cavity searches on the side of the road in different parts of the country. I mean, in New York, they have a stop and frisk policy that if a police sees you, he can stop you and frisk you at any time. Anybody. Now, what in the hell is that? That is not the America I grew up in. I grew up and I took this class called Social Studies, and they said that we had a constitution, and that was the highest law.
It's even more Soviet style than that. Plainclothes police officers can search you, like somebody that is just dressed like regular. But, hey, just pull out a badge. Hey, get up against the wall. I'm gonna put my hands down your pants. Check out your fucking asshole if you're holding contraband.
That happens. No, that's what they're doing every day in New York.
And they'll do it right in front of a group of people. Stick their hands right up your ass.
But
right,
then I would say that New York. Was that the city or the state? Either way,
I know it's the city.
It's
I know
a couple city.
I would argue they have the right to run their police force however they want locally, and
if you want to live there and be violated by police, and that's your choice. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
All right. You know, but I don't want that to be a precedent set.
Yeah, but I don't want that to be everywhere.
No,
I don't. Exactly. I don't want to fucking have to live everywhere.
I don't want that to be like that here.
And just because some police officer has a boner for me, he gets to fucking. That's not okay.
Unfortunately, exactly what happens there does influence Washington,
unfortunately,
D.C.
Very unfortunately.
And the federal mandates.
Setting precedents left and right. Look at it in Connecticut where they're trying to confiscate guns. And there's people banding together and burning these registration papers and everything, too. I mean, you know, there's some resistance against this tyranny that's coming, but not enough. Most people don't see it coming. They're just trying to go to work and make a living because they got to work three jobs even just to get by on their shitty apartment.
And that's the billionaires and these trillionaires and the industrial families. They have all the time and money in the world. They're building this. It's only a matter of time. I mean, wait until we get into this Ebola conversation coming here in a little bit. We're gonna tear the roof off this. The plague is coming. We're only in between plagues. People say we're only in between ice ages. You better
rethink that paradigm real quick.
In between the last ice ages, there's been like 12, 13 rounds of the plague. So keep that in mind.
For the deaths of millions.
Oh, who knows? Innumerable. Who knows?
Untold.
But before we get into that, what about these riots in Santa Barbara?
Ooh, the spring break party riot.
Spring break party riot, bruh. Yeah,
bruh, it was a party riot.
We were like surfing, and then we like beat up the cops, bruh.
It was a party riot, bruh, for spring break, you know.
The spring
break. It was awesome, bruh. We're gonna do it again next year, man. Yeah. I mean, well, I think they're shutting down the place for next year, but whatever.
I would say that spoiled white kids burning down fucking Beverly Hills is scarier than the blacks burning down the ghetto. Is that not infinitely scarier?
Kinda.
Kinda?
They all got access to all kinds of crazy shit. I mean, kinda? Rich kids are actually not that scary. I'm surprised.
Dude, they were beating up cops. None of these Occupy pussies were beating up cops.
Shocked.
None of these Occupy protesters were beating up cops. They went to Santa Barbara and got beat up. Several cops got beat up in Santa Barbara. Talk about
entitled rich white kids.
How awesome.
Feeling like, you know what? Fuck you.
Fuck you, man.
You know who my father is?
Exactly.
A gang of entitled white kids are scary. You're right.
That's scarier than fucking... Dude, because they'll get away with it. Yeah, these black dudes from the ghetto come over and break a bottle on my face. Man. Motherfucker's going to get 10 years.
Yeah.
This little white kid from Beverly Hills breaks a bottle on my face. He's going to be in the Caribbean in 2 weeks hanging out at rehab.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit. The people better get aware of what's really happening. It is absolute money. It's so scary. I mean, like we spoke about last week with the DuPont guy. I don't have his name in front of me, but the DuPont heir.
How he's just getting nothing.
Rapes his 3-year-old daughter, rapes infant son, and
the judge does 45
minutes in jail. Just time to post bail.
What in the fuck is wrong with that judge? Needs to be disbarred, technically. I mean, holy wow.
And the judge that let that fucking shithead teenager off for killing those people drunk driving. Affluenza. Leave it to a fucking lawyer to come up with.
Where's the oversight on these government people, man? Where's the oversight on this? Wasn't there an ombudsman that's supposed to be watching over this type of thing?
It's supposed to be the judges.
The judges watching themselves.
And the judges are failing everybody. Because the judges are truly the final word.
What about the sheriffs? Can't the sheriff, once he knows of some sort of injustice like this, can't the sheriff...
Well,
arrest the judge.
Do you know why judges are so dangerous? Do you really understand why judges are more? Do you understand why judges are more dangerous than politicians, police officers,
lawyers? Have total power over people's lives.
But do you understand? Because most judges are appointed to lifetime terms. There's no senator appointed to a lifetime term. No congressman. No sheriff appointed to life. Judges are. Judges are appointed to lifetime terms of where they sit. And that's where the real problem with judges lie. No other buddy else come in at fucking 35 years old. Hey, but you're set up for the next 50 years in a job. And you get to fulfill your agenda as long as you walk my corporate fucking plank. And that's the way it is. And I'm not making this up.
That is the way it is.
They're fucking goddamn right it is the way it is. Jack London and the Iron Heel.
It's sick and sad that it's
Jack London and the Iron Heel.
We the people are allowing this. That's what's shitty. That everybody doesn't rise up against this. That everybody's taking this like it's okay. Everyone just sits back. Oh, well, that's the judge and that's the way it is. And there's nothing we can do about it. And me. And you know what? You bunch of fucking pussies, I swear.
But if our basketball team loses, oh, God, we'll burn it down.
Yeah, now they're all upset, right.
Oh, we'll burn it down for nothing. For stupid fucking nothing sports that does nothing for nothing. It's disturbing.
But what do you really do about it? So, I mean, these judges have ultimate power over people. And what can people do? How many people would it take to get together and storm the courthouse? Wow. I mean, or just a call for his arrest. Get with the sheriff and have enough people come down to the sheriff's office. Look, sheriff, we want this judge arrested. We're the people. We the people. How many people would it take to do that?
Let's say as a local following you did, and you went and got one of these federal judges at, you know, and dude, they would send in the National Guard. They'd be sending in fucking paratroopers. They would fly like it was Red Dawn, motherfuckers. And you know, they would sell it to the rest of our country. Oh, they were flying fucking commie flags, hammer, sickle. Or they were flying Nazi flags. They would sell it however they had to sell it.
Flag out of it.
Crazy. They were burning American flags. This whole small town, and they were storming courthouses.
So, I mean, not even 100 people. 1,000 people, 10,000 people got together.
It would take like 500, 600
Oh, you know what I mean? More than that. It would take more than that.
I'm saying locally. I'm saying just locally.
Locally, I mean even. It would take more than that. It would take 10, you know, 1,000 people.
And then the CIA would send in provocateurs.
To infiltrate.
Well, just...
Because there's at least 1,000 people out there that think one of these judges around here needs arrested.
Well...
I'll bet ya.
There was...
I'm sure.
And so if 1,000 of us got together and said, well, this person needs arrested, there's a judge, and these are the crimes that I feel that they've committed, and we want the sheriff to arrest them, put them in jail, we don't give them a trial, we're the people, there's 1,000 of us here, tell me fucking no.
Well, you know what I mean? Now what? Think about... It's
you can petition a judge's removal, right?
How do you have, can you?
Yeah, you could. I don't see it ever happening. I mean, when was the last time you ever heard of a judge fucking being removed?
Not very often. That's
never. It's essentially the second of never is what happened.
It's basically what you're talking about.
Yes, getting the judge taken out.
I will write many thousands of people.
I will write on this piece of paper. And this piece of paper says you will stand down. Be like, or... I'm going to wipe my ass with this and throw you in jail for 6 months for even fucking bothering me. Yeah.
So what happened to We the People winning?
We the People.
That's a scenario that We the People can never win now.
We the Peeps.
We're getting stomped on all over and taking it like that? What in the fuck? Our forefathers... Went to war over like a 3% tax or whatever it was.
Well, when
5%.
When did people ever fucking allow the police... to ever hold us down and take blood from us physically?
Yes.
When did that ever become okay? I don't know, all my heart. I feel absolutely disgusted.
Inconceivable.
It is absolutely inconceivable.
Does it make you mad?
Angry.
No. I'm actually really happy.
I'm disturbed.
I changed my stance on that. I'm really actually excited about that.
Mad.
It's disturbing.
M-A-D-D.
They are upset.
Had something to do with that.
Did they?
Mothers against mothers. Drive with some dignity. Get you a drink in you.
Wow.
Mothers against drunk driving. Yeah.
I mean, that's a hot topic too, drunk driving laws or whatever, but I don't really believe in them. There's already laws against reckless driving and crashing into stuff and stuff like that.
What's fucking goofy about these? have you seen these commercials where it's buzz driving is drunk driving?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I can understand why you're selling that to the teenagers, but no. like you can have a couple fucking drinks or whatever and handle yourself. I mean, drinking a fifth and fucking jump behind with two different things. Two different fucking sports.
You gotta practice up for that type of shit, right?
Yeah. Buzz driving can't just fucking drunk driving first time do that. The only time buzz driving is drunk driving is when the police fucking get you and
right.
fucking fuck your life because you had three beers.
For nothing. For a victimless nothing. Crime. No, I mean...
Well, there is some fucking...
Push. If you crash your car into something, now there's property damage or perhaps someone has been injured. Now there's a crime. But if you just pulled over and you had a couple of drinks and you were just driving along normal and everything was fine, why did you even pull me over, officer? Oh, my tail light was out. Oh, now you want me to blow? Oh, now you got me at points, blah, 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 and now I am fucked. Oh, shit, I'm losing my job. It cost me $5,000. I got to wear this bracelet. I got to blow into this thing before I drive. Seeing my probation officer fucking hates me. My God, what the fuck do you do then? I mean, all over nothing. You didn't hurt no one. Nothing was damaged and no one was hurt. You just had a drink after work, for fuck's sakes. You might have a kid you got to take care of. I mean, why is everyone taking this? This happens so much. That's why I know there's 1,000 people out there right now that would be like, yes, let's get together and do something about all this. But those 1,000 people are scared and also not connected by any sort of networking, you know what I mean? If there was some sort of leadership... All of a sudden, that dude would get, like, shot, though. You know what I mean? If someone knew 1,000 people that, yes, we're all going to get together and gather on this day and do something about it. 1776, relived. They will not take our weapons. They will not tax us without representation. They will not own us. King George, fuck him. Who the hell is he anyways? He doesn't do shit for us over here. This is the new world.
It's his descendants.
But not the old world.
It's his descendants that are running the show.
Still now. I mean, right. Yeah, it is now. Don't get me started on all that.
English bloodlines. don't forget that the people that came over and started the colonies, were all the throwaways of the royal bloodlines of Spain, France, and England, Portugal. It was Italy, but more so France and England. It was like they're third cousins of the idiots that had sex, but they were royalty, so they could still send them out to the colonies. And it was all these inbred third-rate fucking idiots that they sent to the other side of the world that actually fucking got this and stole it from their cousins. That's what it came down to, was their cousins. That's why France came in at the end. France saw it. They were like, well, we'll bring our Frenchmen into it. We see that they're going to whoop fucking Britain's ass. And that's why France came in at the end of the revolution. Was like, hey, what's up? We got boats here. Have some boats. But that's what it came down to.
You know what? George Washington was a beast.
And they came back, and they're still, and they're back, and they've came back. That's why immediately Thomas Jefferson was the ambassador to France. Immediately, the one big name guy was the ambassador to Britain. They were immediately right back all in with each other.
Yeah, well, they tried to make George Washington king even here. Mm-hmm. He declined.
Mm-hmm.
A noble man, I would say.
Well, he was already rich. He wanted to retire. He was already rich. He came from a rich family. He was
like, man, I'll fucking burn. Chill back. Get waited on.
Burnt out. I mean, he started the CIA. I mean, that was his baby, was that original spy network. I mean, why be the president when you can be fucking the puppet master?
You can be
Mr. Front Street, or you can be Mr. fucking I'm running the show. But you can't be both. There's not enough time to be both. You got time to either be the picture, or you got time to be the frame. But, I mean, but which one's really fucking
running everything together?
Which one's really holding it together? Come on. But there's not time to be both.
A lot to be said for either's position, actually. I mean, you can have some fun either way, I suppose. But I would, you know, for the longevity thing, I'd rather be the puppet master behind it all.
Yeah.
You know I mean? But still, as a benevolent ruler, wouldn't you want society to prosper instead of try and dwindle it down and suck and feed off it like a parasite? Wouldn't you want to feed off a very healthy host instead of a sickly and decrepit host? Is what it even comes down to that. If society is the host for these rich parasites to live off of, basically, why wouldn't they want it to be a nice, healthy host with a big, fat, juicy, freaking bunch of shit to suck out of it, you know?
Well, it's just, there's not enough to go around, is what it comes down to. Huh. There's not enough to go around, and in order for there to be these men, like Warren Buffett and George Soros, who are worth $100 billion, that means there has to be a whole bunch of fucking people with nothing. Because there is only so much to go around, right? That's what I've been told. There's only so much to go around. So if there's only so much to go around, how the fuck does a goddamn Warren Buffett have $78 billion?
Don't they keep,
it doesn't even make sense.
They keep printing $40 billion a month.
It doesn't even make sense.
Really, there's more to go around every day. What do you do with that?
The Ministry of Plenty.
The Ministry of Plenty.
If anybody's read 1984.
Making sure no one has too much.
Which meant just the opposite. The four ministries meant the opposite. Ministry of Plenty meant the ministry of fucking... What's
austerity. Austerity.
That's the word, austerity. Jinx. Oh my God.
There we go. Matter of fact, the ode to Irish whiskey.
Oi, laddie.
When Irish eyes be smiling... down upon thee like angels from heaven.
Yeah, the Irish had to live in some fucking disturbing ghettos fucking over here. Like most of the Irish, what was the statistic I heard? There was 34 million people in the U.S. with Irish blood in them, and that's like 7 times the population of Ireland, something like that. It was awesome. It was like, there's... what? Like, we are Ireland. They're like a reject country or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, if we hold more of the bloodline than the actual original country, I would. It's safe to say that...
No one wanted to be
there. The U.S. Yeah, it's safe to say that...
Flooded here from there.
That should just become like a 51st state, and they should just come under United States control, right?
Hmm. That's never been thought of before.
If we hold... actually, Machiavelli has thought of that, but...
Yeah. That's how you do take over. If you breed so much with them over a period of time, all of a sudden, now you just took them over. You know, several generations later, you're all mixed anyways. It's the Anglos, the Saxons, they did that. It was all of a sudden, they're Anglo-Saxon.
Well, it was all just descendants of Rome. It was all just different people, descendants of the Roman Empire, all those different countries. Where are we going? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Awesome. Is it music time?
Fucking awesome. I don't even know where we're at.
It's 9 o'clock, yeah. We can take a break, play some music. local Montana music here on the Intel Scanner. MTRadio.net. Well, all right. That was idiosyncrasy. Prior to that was the Cosmic Roots. Local Billings artists, both of them.
And you are live here on the Intel Scanner. Tuesday night, emergency broadcast. We have the plague coming. And I don't know about you. I'm worried.
Right now, it's just a matter of time.
I'm pretty worried about this one because Ebola has never shown up on the west coast of Africa, and it's jumping borders, and it hasn't gone airborne yet, but that could mutate very easily. And I mean, is this the last move? Was this weaponized? Did the international government weaponize Ebola and do this, or
one never knows?
Oh well, we're gonna dive into that here after a little bit. Let's just say what we know is the facts right now.
All the facts. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. A man who recently returned from Africa has been isolated in a hospital with hemorrhagic fever. He's in critical condition. Incubation period is 21 days, though more commonly takes 4 to 16 days for symptoms. So there's already a guy in Canada that's showing symptoms. So it may have spread already to there. We don't even know how many people he came in contact with, who else. This is a highly contagious, 90% fatal to humans.
Okay, anybody that's flying to Africa, fucking stay there, okay? Don't even come back. How about that? And then we won't have to quarantine you and fucking watch you die and everything. Okay, I'm sorry.
That would kind of help out. It would help with that.
Right. Why are you fucking going there? They're having Ebola. So go ahead and skip Africa for right now. That'd be good. Thanks.
All right. Well, I mean, there's 5 known strains of Ebola. There's the Ebola Zaire, which is 80 to 90% fatal.
That's the scary one.
That's the one. And then there's Ebola Sudan, which is 50% fatal. Flip a coin.
Known as ES on the street.
You're on the street, it's the ES. Oh, man, homie got ES. He ain't going to make it to school. Damn. And then there's Ebola Bundy Bugyo, which is 25% fatal. So that's not as bad. And then there's the French word, Ebola Côte d'Ivoire.
Ooh. They make that one sound sexual.
Yeah, and it's that only one. 2 cases have ever been recorded on humans, and both people lived. So that's not so bad. I guess you just get sick and be fucked up. But there's also Ebola Restin, which no known human cases there has been, and it's only in pigs, primarily.
So don't have sex with pigs.
No.
That wouldn't be good.
So at least 70 people have died in Guinea so far, this outbreak. And that's just so far. And that's just what they're telling us. And there's already other people quarantined, and it's spreading to other Liberia and other countries. Now what?
So
it's a matter of time.
The one in Canada, the case in Canada, now that's scary. Because, man, people are just... What is this? They still don't know where this came from. It just seems like this is would be like the last move before, you know, because we all know that the New World Order, the world government, we do know that this is closing in. It's been closing in for some time. And we do know that they have all sorts of weapons, weaponized everything, from weaponized magnetics to weaponized bioweapons. We all know this. And it just seems like Ebola would be the perfect weapon to wipe out everybody. They can go down into their little underground bunkers. I don't know how they're really thinking this is going to work out, but we've certainly have had a lot of predictive programming from all the Hollywood movies. I mean, from 12 Monkeys to Resident Evil to Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and really Day of the Dead, that whole trilogy, but Day
Outbreak.
Of the Dead. Outbreak, yeah. But especially like the really scary ones. Like, I don't know.
Stephen King had a book about that too, I think. So
is it predictive programming where they just getting everybody ready for the plague times? And they go down into underground bunkers and they're gonna watch everything with their drones while we all die of the plague? Can you imagine these fucking billionaires shit? They're down in their little underground just jacking off to everybody, watching everybody with the drones, just jacking off while everybody's just bleeding to death. And because I don't know if anybody knows what Ebola does to you, a viral hemorrhagic fever. It literally turns your insides into liquid, and you start bleeding your insides out. Your blood and your organs and your everything else that's inside you comes out of all your pores and orifices. And you really just end up choking to death on your own blood. If you end up living through this, it's almost worse than dying from it. I mean, this is 100% wipe you out. And it doesn't seem like anybody's really trying to fucking work on this. It doesn't. Holy shit, we're under attack! Oh, fuck!
Again! Don't let them in. We do not consent to searches. Do you have a warrant?
No. And please take your hand out of my crotch. Please.
Oh, they don't need warrants anymore, apparently, so...
Warrants? What's a warrant other than a rubber stamp from a fucking clown
judge? Come on
judge?
In, officer. Yeah, hey. Come on in. Whatever. I've got nothing to hide, so I've got nothing to fear. What about you, officer? I'm gonna record all this on video camera. Do you have anything to hide? So that if you don't, you have nothing to fear, right? Hey. Why won't they all... Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah. I don't know, they're gearing up for something. They're gearing up for something. So why wouldn't it be like an outbreak of Ebola?
It seems like a bioweapon. It seems like a bioweapon.
I mean, there's
been
drills upon drills done in this new military, and they're merging them with all the local police departments with all their military drills and running all these joint operations, drill operations.
They already have the drone technology. We already know they can do the bioweapon dispersant technology. They've been doing that since the 50s, on record. We know that for fact. And it just seems like this could be checkmate. They could be really going for it this time because they know it's shattered. 9/11, people have now seen through that. The Oklahoma City, Sandy fucking Hook. I mean, people are just seeing this shit for what it is. Not everybody, but a lot of people are. And I could see that these people being like, you know what? We're going to lose it anyway, so we might as well fucking shove it right up their ass.
I can see them being that way.
Yeah,
some
why wouldn't they?
Twisted fucks that have nuclear weapons and bioweapons and massive power and control over everyone already, really.
To be a billionaire, you have to be willing in your soul to shove people into poverty. John D. Rockefeller, Sam Walton, you have to shove a whole bunch of people into nothing, into poverty, to become that. I mean, that's the facts of the way it is. And yeah, I could see them. They have their huge underground fucking temples built, and who knows? Maybe that's how the people on Mars are living. Maybe Mars is just a huge underground society, and they live off all that frozen water that's in the middle. Because we do know that there was oceans and stuff on Mars, right? So let's say on Mars, because Mars is known as Earth's sister planet. So let's say Mars was at one point like Earth. And the powers that be, or whatever the fuck you want to say, the government, the global structure, decided to go underground. They built their huge bases and just wiped out the top surface. And in the process, they wiped out the atmosphere, because that's, of course, the way it's going to go. But maybe they're still alive under the surface. Because with the oceans, it's been said, you know, if nuclear weapons were to be fired in the core of the Earth, it would either split the Earth apart into pieces, or it would take the oceans and bring all the oceans into the big hole on the planet and freeze it in the middle and become like Mars. You know what I mean? And supposedly that's how Mars. So maybe that's how these idiots are thinking. They're gonna, because there's only so much to go around. I don't know.
Only so much.
Only so much.
And I want most of it for me.
I want more!
And all you gotta do is...
Living in a material world, and I'm a material girl, you know? What do you do?
Absolutely. There's...
it's frightening. It's frightening.
I want your soul.
And I mean, what are they doing with all these underground... We know that they've been building huge underground whatevers for a long time. But societies, the whatever societies were before us, were building huge underground cities. So there must be something to that. Or not.
One never knows. All I know is I don't have my ticket to the underground base.
Nope.
Where they have really advanced technology and live in a comfort zone unmatched and paralleled since Olympus and the gods of yore, yesteryear.
So
what are they doing with all this? Yeah.
They must be thinking that they're going to download themselves into computers. That must be the way it's going.
Stanley Kubrick seems to think so.
I used to think cloning and that's how they would do space travel, but it has to be somehow to download your brain into a computer and build an android or something.
They're working on it.
It's got to be. And they're going to go in their little underground temples and they're going to slaughter us all. And it seems like Ebola would be the good weapon for that. That would be the good next plague. Good solid plague.
Good solid.
Good plague. Solid one. Oh, can you imagine? All their drones flying over the sky while we're all just dying of this disgusting, eating each other in the streets. And they just get to sit in their little underground bases, fucking whacking off, watching us, just blood everywhere. It's disturbing.
That is disturbing.
It's absolutely disturbing.
Why would they want it to go out like that?
That's the question. That's the question. But we can obviously see that the infrastructure's coming to that. I mean, why do we need all these drones in the sky? It's disgusting and disturbing. Why are we sending mercenaries all over the planet? We've been doing this forever. I mean, it's been done forever. This didn't happen 20 minutes ago. And but it's still just as disturbing as it ever was.
It is. That's why people need to unite. And do things about to take, you know, there's more of us than these few people that are running things. These people can't control all of us.
We really need to start like an anti-drone movement. That really, I think that's going to have to be ground zero, is just no robotic killers in the sky. Because that's how they're going to control it all. And I know that 1984, I've said it before, that it was government propaganda. It was written as government. I've said I stand by that statement, and I always will. It doesn't mean I don't like the book. I liked it. It was a good story. But understand, when he was talking about robotic fucking surveillance machines in the sky, that was predictive programming to get you ready for it. So by the time now that it started really coming into play, everybody would be accepting of it. Oh, well, you know, I mean, remember George Orwell's story fucking years ago. 1984 was the second biggest selling book of the 20th century, second only to the Bible.
So. And all of a sudden, yeah, it turned so cliche.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all, yeah.
It's nothing.
Oh, yeah. Now it's Orwellian term to say Orwellian.
Orwellian. It's friendly all of a sudden. It's all and trendy. Good.
It's Big Brother and Orwellian.
No, it's all good, bro. It's just Orwellian, funny. You know.
You know,
there's a face scanner on every corner reading the license plates and seeing where you're going and tracking everywhere. No, they just put a box in your car and record the miles that you drive.
Remember the
and
story?
And where you're going,
said?
How fast you went.
The story said this was all going to happen, so it's cool, you know?
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, your cell phones don't really listen to what you're doing or pay attention to anything or GPS track every movement you make. Oh, no. And if they do, it's all good, brah.
It's all good.
It's for your safety. It's for your protection.
It's for the safety of the children, really.
Of the children.
Absolutely. On the Intel scanner, we are absolutely endorsing government absolute surveillance on everybody for the protection of the children. Yes.
You better have
Amen.
Nothing to hide. So
Amen.
That you will
I
have
don't.
Nothing
I'm
to
gonna
worry
strip
about.
Naked right now for the fucking NSA drone surveillance right now. I have nothing! I'll spread my cheeks wide. There's nothing in here, there's nothing!
Oh no, that Boston Bomber there's guy went out there naked. He tried that and they fucking killed him. They shot him and shot him dead.
He's
like,
cheeks.
I'm not doing nothing.
There.
I have nothing. Don't kill
everything.
Me.
There's nothing there, I'm
and
sorry.
They killed him anyways. They're like,
Be like, I already spent the $2,000 the FBI gave me.
Do I have clearance to shoot him, Sarge? He's naked out here.
And he blew all the FBI money, so.
Fight.
Another jack off on the meth and hookers. He didn't even buy a pistol to back his ass up.
No, I love my cell phone. I love my cell phone, man. Oh, bro, it's all right. You got to have the cell phone. You know, you can't live without a cell phone, right? Introducing the brand new cell phone that actually watches everywhere you go. And they tell you it right off the rip.
They were always for that.
Oh. What are they for now?
Cell phones were always the chip.
They're not communicators like in Star Trek, man?
Well, of course
they are. Oh. Well, they're that, too.
They're two things.
But they have a backdoor system in them that actually surveils us, too. That's crazy.
That's what I've heard.
That's, I mean...
I don't know. I'm not too sure about it.
That would be illegal.
But a couple more years of investigation...
Wouldn't that be illegal? Doesn't every time the government spy on someone, isn't that a felony?
It's a shattering of, what is it, the Fourth Amendment?
Against the Fourth Amendment.
I used to be the big amendment guy. I can't even remember.
That is the Fourth Amendment, the right to privacy, the right to be secure in your homes, your personal effects, your papers. It's the Fourth Amendment.
It's really the top five. It's really the first five that you need. Without the first five, there's nothing. Because you have to be able to plead yourself. You got speech, guns. God, I can't remember what the third... Seizure of property and saving your and plead the fifth not to self-incriminate. Yeah, it's those top five. We didn't do a goddamn fucking. I don't know shit
about the Constitution. The Constitution.
I don't even know the top five fucking amendments.
One of the greatest documents ever conceived. That's been the law of the land,
along with Last Days of the Proletariat,
which is a damn good one too. Check it out on PuppetMasterPublishing.com today.
Oh boy. So we get back on the plague. Are we scared?
It's scary. That's scary, dude. That shit gets out and everybody dies. 90% fatal. Fatality.
Like Mortal Kombat.
90%.
Finish him. Give him the plague.
Fatality.
That'd be kind of a weak fatality for the video game because it would take like 3 weeks while you're vomiting out your fucking stomach and intestines. You have like 3 week finishing move on the computer. Jeez.
That is crazy. Is that what they're planning for everybody, really?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Ebola. It sounds like this is checkmate, people. I don't know. The hot zone.
Maybe they'll just contain it and it won't get out. But if they don't contain it.
But I don't, they need to be shutting down these borders and everything.
World Health Organization, they got their shit together, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, they're the ones running. Good. We got fucking...
And the CDC, yeah, they're all right.
We got Ernie high on meth fucking running the goddamn show. I can't wait.
Sweet.
I can't wait to see how this turns out.
I think we need to get the Environmental Protection Agency out there.
A bunch of stupid puppets. We got, puppet over here, I'm the tall one. See, I'm the short fat one. And I say this about the virus. And I say this about the virus. And the fucking... You can see how they run the Bert and Ernie show fucking all day long. These stupid fucking... Is it even their voices talking? Is it? Fuck. What a joke. Is the whole fucking political system. You know what we should get into is some Fukushima here after a little bit.
What are they
doing?
Maybe
we should do that on the next one. Because we're gonna run a break here in a moment.
In a moment.
Stay on the air.
In a moment, though, eh? We'll take a little break, huh? It's just gonna be a minute, huh?
We never talked about, when we were talking about the Santa Barbara riots, we didn't bring up the Kent State. With Agent Provocateur of the riots. I wanted to bring that up since we have a moment. Since we're here on
Agent Provocateur.
Agent Provocateur Hour with the CIA. Like in Kent State, when you had the one guy who shot the pistol off, and then the National Guard opens fire and it starts this big old thing. Because Civil War has always been the plan. The absolute plan for total domination, right? I mean, there's no denying that. So, with this riot in Santa Barbara, you have to ask yourself, was this really some spoiled white kids that were going to do this? Or could it have been, I'm not saying it would, could it have been provocateuring, like Kent State? Because they want shutdown. They want Albuquerque, New Mexico. They want that. They want it crazier. Get it crazy, bitches. They just need to send in a few youngsters who fucking, I got all this money and fucking guns and explosives. Let's just go get crazy. Hee hee. Fun. And, yeah. Or not. I don't know. We have Collins. We're sitting in Cap'n. We haven't even opened up the lines yet.
Right.
406-545-4496. Anybody out there, if you'd like to have a topic to discuss, dispute anything we have discussed... Or gonna call in a bomb threat? Or
you're hoping for that still? Huh?
I am. We're many shows into this, and we still have. I was thinking bullets through the windows at least by the fourth show, and it.
Right. Someone threw a lighter in the parking lot earlier.
That was.
They had a pressure cooker. I saw someone with a pressure cooker the other day.
Really?
Yeah, they were walking by, and I thought they were going to come bomb the place, but they just kept on walking.
I was wondering about that.
I was bummed.
It was probably some Russians from Kazakhstan hanging out in Billings. They're an affiliation.
They like it here. The Ruskies, yeah.
Fucking.
I'm here from Russia.
Oh, boy. Okay.
In my country, I'm very big man. Very big man.
Boy, I had a good one, but
we drink vodka.
Drink vodka? Yeah, I need whiskey. I can't drink vodka.
No, I like whiskey.
I need rye liquor. Not fucking goddamn potato liquor.
Yikes! Bushmills, a smooth, refreshing drink. I get one today.
Bushmills, first time appearance on the Intel Scanner.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Bush.
Welcome to the show, Bush.
Mills? Mr. Mills?
Yes, Bush Mills. Making an appearance, we forgot to introduce him.
So, Montana music is what we like to play here on the Intel Scanner.
Scanner.
So, we're about to go into some, who knows? What do we got coming up on the roster there, eh, oh?
Producer?
Anything in particular?
Producer guy?
For music?
That you're going to play next? My Fist, Your Face?
My Fist, Your Face!
Raymond Warden.
That's out of Butte, Montana?
They are. My Fist, Your Face.
Yeah, excellent.
Shit, yes. So thank you for listening so far to the Intel Scanner and mtradio.net.
My Fist, Your Face. We'll be right back.
Meanwhile, on the intel back scatter.
At the Hall of Records.
We were fucking doing it. Well, here we are, back at the intel scanner.
And you just heard My Fist Your Face, followed by Raymond Warden. That was My Fist Your Face out of Butte, and then Raymond Warden, sound engineer here in Buildings. Here at mtradio.net, we're always looking to play Montana artists. If you got some tunes, hit up the upload page, mtradio.net.
It's mtradio.net, and you're listening to the Intel Scanner tonight, Tuesday.
Always the emergency broadcast.
Eighth day of April.
Always fucking badass.
2014. Call in at 406-545-4496 if you have anything to say about anything.
Don't be scared.
If you like guns, if you don't like guns, if you're pro-abortion, if you're anti-abortion, if you think women should wear burqas in America and that should be mandatory until the age of whatever, 18 maybe, and not even then, I don't know, whatever. What do you think, burqas in America?
If you've been abducted by an alien, we would love to hear from you. We had an abductee lined up for a call, and the word has it that they were abducted again, and that's why they didn't.
They wasn't able to make it tonight because they were. I thought aliens had better
on another show.
Better control over the time space continuum than that. They can abduct you and then you lose time. But I guess though the time would go by for us while the guy was gone being abducted. I wonder what they're sticking shit up his ass or what are they doing to him.
Well, that's what they say is the probes. They're like they probe it. Like why would see the thing about it is why would aliens like what's in your ass that aliens are interested?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
This is like
they're harvesting tapeworms.
We're gonna find something.
That's what it is. It's the worms. It's the infestation of parasites. They're harvesting tapeworms. Pinworms, any sort of
flatworms. It sounds flat like an intergalactic pedophile conspiracy.
Sounds like an intergalactic
sexual predator
pedophilia
conspiracy.
Ring.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's all weird. I don't know.
My tinfoil hat itches.
Right now, don't ever say that.
Shit. So yeah, the aliens are coming now. But if you want, so like I said, call in if you
please
have anything to say. 545-4496. 406 is the precinct. So
when we were talking about underground cities, going underground, like how the government has underground cities.
Deep underground military bases, otherwise known as DUMs.
But, yes.
Those?
Deep underground. That's awesome. Did you just make that up?
No, that's actually what the acronym is that they've been coined in the on the internet community for those. Yeah, the Jesse Ventura asked him, the deep underground military bases.
DUM.
Yeah, DUM. It's ridiculous. And I don't have a ticket to mine. If anyone has an extra ticket.
I'm good. I'll die on the surface.
Yeah? Yeah. I want to infiltrate down below.
I don't know if you can.
I want to rabble rouse. Rabble rouse. Rabble rabble.
Oh, there'll be no rabble rousing.
They don't stand for
that. That'll just be a little concentration camp.
But I'm entertaining. Yeah, let me rabble rouse for a bit.
I can juggle.
Right?
I don't want to die of Ebola on the surface.
I don't want to die of Ebola.
It'll be like 12 monkeys when they send up Bob. Hey, Bob. And they send him up, we got a job for you. Pull him out of his cage. Oh, you wanted to get out, go back to the surface for a while, Bob? Well, we needed an investigation. Right?
It's what it's looking like.
That's what it's really fucking looking like. 12 monkeys is looking like the most scariest movie of predictive programming. And if nobody's seen it, I suggest you go see it. It's pretty awesome. If you're fucking ready to get freaked out.
Featuring Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt in his awesomest role.
In an epic adventure. Panning space and time.
Yeah. Oh, it was too. It was like all of it. It was time traveling. I forgot about that part of it. But the virus part of it's very fucking real. But with the underground cities like the underground city of LA, like there's underground cities all over the world that have been found. So that means that past civilizations before us have been digging deep underground for survival or for whatever reasons. And it just goes to show that maybe this has all been done before. I don't think that civilizations before us had the technology or nuclear weapons, or maybe they did. Because what I've heard is rumored is all the technology from the last civilization, the nuclear and drone technology, computer technology, microprocessors, that was all sealed in a vault somewhere. And then that was discovered somewhere around the time of the Industrial Revolution where that started getting going. And that's why we have seen such a rapid advancements in technology, is because that this record, this vault of records from the last civilization that was here was uncovered. Well, I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a plausible idea. No one knows for sure, I guess, but other things are rumored also, that they're reverse engineering technology from crashed spaceships. Also that they've made deals with advanced societies from other worlds or that were already advanced, that were here, from that lived underground already, speaking of underground civilizations. That there's a whole breakaway civilization that already was very advanced throughout all of our recorded history, and they've been making deals with our government now.
The Morlocks?
Something like that. Or the Argathians, the Hollow Earth civilization of Argartha. But yeah, I mean,
Was the Eloi and the Morlocks, right?
Kind of, but I mean, even Admiral Byrd, back in the day, wrote in his diary about being pulled in by a tractor beam into the center of the Earth, and this advanced civilization told him, bring messages back to your government saying...
That was at the South Pole.
Telling them, yes.
At Antarctica.
Antarctica. And then telling the to stop doing nuclear testing and stay the fuck away from the South Pole.
Well, the Nazis built huge bases down there. They had huge... They were the first ones to ever build huge livable... Was Nazis. So whatever they were searching for, that was big time. And even that's only come out now. Isn't it freaky how we're only learning about a lot of what the Nazis were up to now? Isn't that fucking scary? What would people have done in like the 40s and 50s if they had heard about what the Nazis were doing and what our government was doing with fucking Nazi technology?
Well, they had been studying into this. Well, as rumor has it, they had found and was reverse engineering from a crashed alien spacecraft, or... I mean, it could have been alien spacecraft from somewhere else. It could have been old stuff from a previous civilization that they're just finding. Like, well, look at this spaceship we just found that was made by people that lived here 20,000 years ago. Wow. And things have been written of that nature in the Hindu religion.
Well, see, that's what I mean with the hollow records. Was there technology found? Like that. There had to have been something found.
For us boost to have, this industrial revolution.
To have taken us to this level.
The technological breakthroughs that we have today, with everyone in their palm of their hand, has the wealth of all of mankind's amassed knowledge almost. In the palm of your hand, everyone has a smartphone, has the internet capability. You can learn anything that the human beings have learned since the dawn of records of humanity, damn near. Other than what they hide from you, which is far more advanced than most of you can handle anyways. Myself included, probably, you know.
I really think that's real. I've heard that said for a while now, that that's what, like, the Great Sphinx of Egypt sits over, is the Hall of Records, and that's why they're not letting anybody down there anymore. Because they have found super deep chambers and that lead into who knows what. And it's been sealed off for several years now. Nobody's allowed in there anymore. And that's what could be there. And that it was sealed there for a long time and it was just recently found. But that makes a lot of sense, because there has been found all sorts of underground cities all around the world. That was going to be the original show for this week, was underground cities, but the Reverend didn't do his homework, so we're going freestyle tonight. But the underground cities of the world, like the underground city of Los Angeles is pretty awesome. They have it goes so deep, it goes all the way to parts of Central California, and they have fresh air throughout all these chambers and cities from the ocean. They figured out how to use the currents of the ocean to flow in and have fresh air deep, deep underground. No light deep in there, but they got fresh air. So it's just little things like that, and the underground pyramids of, is it Bulgaria? There's these huge pyramids that they thought were mountains, and it turns out that these pyramids are three or four times the size of the pyramids in Egypt, and are older, a millennia or two older, like a whole generation of people before. So it's just, and a lot of this, there's the underwater pyramids off the coast of Florida. I mean, what is this? There's so much we're not told. There's so much that's undiscovered, and it just seems like
a lot of it's being covered up and hidden. Mm-hmm. And not put in the mainstream history books of how things actually went down for the history of the human race is being mistold, straight up lied about to the public.
And we need to be told about these past civilizations and why they built these huge underground cities and civilizations. What were they escaping? Was it viruses? Was it volcanoes spewing huge ash?
Comets and meteors?
Was it comets and meteors? I mean, why all
great
this
floods?
Secretivity? We need to know.
Fire from the sky raining down?
Well, that's just it, because we could be burning down. We could be eating each other with Ebola on this planet within days. And all the people who are in the know are underground in their bases, and they're watching us with the drones. And that could happen fast. And people won't realize what is even going on until we're all bleeding out of our mouths and eating each other. It's disgusting. And I just, people wake up. People wake up. There's big questions and no answers.
And there's a movement by the powers that be to enforce into place a surveillance grid and a control grid that is incorporating everyone in the whole world. It's a global takeover, and not just. I mean, it's turning America into like a third world country where you see standing on every corner a dude with a machine gun, a military guy, a tank down the block, a group of military on the streets all the time. It'll be that in our lifetime. They're gearing up towards it already.
It already is in a lot of parts of our country.
Which brings us to our...
If you ever go to Louisiana.
...topic next week, which will be... the federal militarization of the police.
Yes. And it'll be the militarization of our police and the military corporations of the U.S.
Checkpoints on every corner. You can't drive without a pass, a driving pass. You can't work anywhere without getting a total background check. You can't. It's going to turn into all that. Obamacare is taking over.
Oh, they're going to start taking blood and saliva at every checkpoint. It's going to be fingerprints, blood, saliva. They might even ask you to jack off in a cup. We want your semen just in case. In case we need to check it past like rape cases. Oh yeah, this is fucking going down, people.
They're already moving to bus terminals and subways.
Yep. We want blood, hair, semen.
We don't want this type of precedent set in our. What sort of world do you want your children to grow up in? Well, your grandchildren, what sort of police officer do you want them to be afraid of? Someone who's respectful and there's to help the public, or a police officer that's about to kill you? You never know. If you get pulled over, you just might be getting shot by a cop today.
He might have had a bad day. He might want to fuck your girlfriend and kill you and fuck your girlfriend and say you lunged at him and she wanted it. So you, I mean, this is the way it goes down. I mean, read the Gulag Archipelago, Solzhenitsyn. Amen. I mean, he was the man that let everybody know. It's frightening. Soviet Union, it's coming down.
And so,
it's coming down. We've been sending the warning out.
And gearing up for something. The government is gearing up against the public of the United States. Bottom line, if everyone doesn't see that, then they need to watch. Some, you know, look up some shit on the internet about military and cops killing people and police brutality. Just look it up. There's something new every day where a cop kills a dog or someone's pet or someone takes some old lady or a deaf man or just any average Joe just that he pulled over a student that's like, oh, you, what are you going to do, shoot me? And the cop's like, yeah.
Yes.
And do. It happens every day. There's a new story about it going on. How much do you have to see before you realize they're gearing up against the American people?
It is, and if you had tuned in to an earlier show, we had police brutality. So this show will be more or less like a strong continuation of that other show that we had. Because police brutality was one of our most popular shows. That was an awesome show. I love that one. One of my personal favorites.
And if you go on the archives, you can look up any of our shows.
You can go to intelscanner.com, and that will take you right to the archive. And that was a great show. at this next week's militarization of the police and the mercenary corporations of the U.S. We're going to discuss DynCorp. We are going to discuss Blackwater. We're going to discuss all these death
Greystone.
Corporations. Greystone. We talked about them earlier.
Maybe the French Foreign Legion.
We would that would be interesting. I would really like to discuss the French Foreign Legion, because I don't think anybody really understands how deep the roots go of mercenary military operations. Because you can always subcontract out work. I mean, if things get in the way, if Geneva Conventions or Nuremberg trials or any of these, if anything comes up in society that you know, if you're a government person says, well, you can't do this, well, you can always just hand a pile of money over to a private person and say, well, you do this. And then you have complete deniability. I mean, it's disgusting. But that'd be fun to discuss. I mean, the Foreign Legion cleaned up Vietnam. They went in and cleaned up Vietnam, cleaned up all sorts of, was it in Somalia? Remember Black Hawk Down? That was a big special movie. They still talk about that. It's good. Military propaganda. I mean, of course, we're there picking on people that are starving to death. But Black Hawk Down, the Foreign Legion went into Somalia and fucking mopped them up. You want to look at a fucking horror story. The U.S. was not happy. Somalia, we're going to fucking... look at what the U.S. hired the Foreign Legion to do in Somalia. But, you know, do your own research and everything on anything that is discussed on this show. So next week's show is going to be awesome. And... fuck, dude, tonight's show was awesome.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who's tuned in.
Killed it, absolutely. No call-ins?
Well, it's 545-4496. If you still have time to call in, we got like 5 minutes if you want to have something to say on. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Give us a shout, right meow. But what's on my mind right now is everyone needs to get together. Call your representatives. Try to do something. Do not sit back. The only reason that evil men or evil in this world gets to exist is because good in this world sits around and lets it. And the more you do something, call your senator, call your congressman, write a letter. Tell them what you think. At least do something.
We need to start like an anti-drone movement, anti-fucking unmanned aircraft movement. I'm gonna start that. I need to figure something out on that, because I feel really strongly about absolutely, positively, no robotic fucking surveillance or killers from the sky. If the police are so worried about terrorism or whoever the fuck they're worried about, then they need to do it good old police style and come in undercover or start talking to whatever it is that they're so worried about.
Well,
but there's no need for all this surveillance.
Thing is, you're more likely to be killed by a bee sting than you are by a terrorist. So all of their bluster over trying to protect us from some non-existent threat is not justified. They're really overblowing this all out and nothing. I mean, you're more likely to be hit a deer on the road and be killed than be killed by a terrorist. There's all of the terrorists that have been stopped by the NSA and the TSA were manufactured by them in from the underwear bomber to 9/11 to everything they're trying to stage up in front of us to make us concede our rights, our freedoms, our dignity.
You know what's funny about 9/11? Yeah. Down at the DMV office, when you walk in, they have a poster. And it has all the 9/11 terrorists, like the picture of them. And they say, you know, these terrorists got fake IDs through the DMV. And so be aware. And their picture right when you walk in. Did you know that 8 of those people are still alive and well? It's been proven. They're still alive. They're regular guys that live in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. They're like garbage man and a cable guy, and they're still, it's been proven. But yet the U.S. still posts their pictures up, you know? Because who's going to go over to Pakistan and look for fucking Ingbog Boogov or whatever fucking... And it's been a proven fact. Look up Loose Change. It was an Alex Jones...
I actually watched that Loose Change,
and,
too. Yeah.
And they're still using those pictures of all those guys. It's disturbing. No problem. I mean, because nobody's checking shit out. Nobody's fucking caring. Hey, fucking.
Well, the exact amount of tyranny that people will accept is what will be implemented over them.
Yes, but still, it's you got to look through the mind control bullshit. That's what we're here to do on the intel scanner.
Breaking it open. For anyone who doesn't know,
red alert. You know. Red alert.
Look around.
Wake up, please. Wake the fuck up, people.
9:59. Wake up and do something. Don't just sit there. Don't take it.
We need to start an anti-drone
civil disobedience.
Movement. Anti-drone movement. Well,
what does anybody know about that? If you don't know what civil disobedience is, get some of that in your life. I'm saying, don't acquiesce to this shit that they're trying to do to everyone. Don't just let them do it. We can't let them do this to us. As a people, as human beings.
The black bagging is going to begin soon. Real soon here, people are just going to start disappearing off the street. They're going to start just getting black bagged right over their head and taken away. It's going to be just like the Soviet Union. I've warned people, and I've warned people after several years now. I've been warning people and telling them about how the Bolshevism and the Bolsheviks did it. And it is absolute, it's scary.
Most Americans are just not prepared for what's coming.
You are not, absolutely.
You are not ready for what's about to unfurl.
I wasn't prepared to read the Gulag Archipelago, much less live through something like that. I wasn't even ready to read about the absolute tortures of beyond torture. That book is frightening. Absolutely frightening. But that's what's coming, and that's what's happening.
Good show. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. Get ready. Don't sit around and wait for it.
Prepare yourself mentally.
Prepare now.
For civil war.
Don't be caught unawares when this shit goes down.
Don't be riding off to the camps being like, well, I didn't know this was going to happen. Now you know it's going to happen. So.
Right on. This was the Intel Scanner on MTRadio.net.